Hiya, it's the team talk. I'm Josh Sexton, and Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Burnley press conference, and joining me to react to that are John Gibbons, Ian Ryan and Chloe Bloxham. A few things discussed in the press conference. It was really nice about Trent Alexander-Arnold, but me and Gibbo were even nicer on the free show on Monday, so go back and listen to that if you haven't already. And Ian Ryan as well, sorry. I forgot about the Ian's on the show. You weren't quite as nice as me and Gibbo, though, to be fair. So.
Tougher to please, isn't he? Famously. If you've not played 600 games for Liverpool, Ian doesn't want to talk to you.
We tried to talk about Trent and he started slagging FSG off, so what can you do? Klopp was also nice about Hodgson there, but we should point out that Roy was a manager that Liverpool fans didn't particularly like, to any journalists who weren't aware of that. I don't think Roy particularly liked us either. We're also not playing Palace this week. Well, in this midweek game, we're playing them on Sunday, so don't want to talk too much about that. And he is a reminder of a terrible time for Liverpool Football Club, but this is a better time, we hope. So we will get into what we're actually going to talk about, Gibbo, and this is the idea of top four being an achievement, because there were some Jurgen Klopp quotes on it the other day. He was sort of asked to, I don't know if clear up's the right word, but give a bit more detail on those quotes today, and just some interesting stuff to come from it, because I think if we look at this season, the way this season has gone, and think of top four as an achievement, you know, it doesn't stack up to the fact that we've just won our first league title in 30 years, or that we won the Champions League the year before that, but with the problems that we have faced on and off the pitch this season, it's starting to feel like it just is a bit of an achievement, really.
Yeah, it's funny he didn't go for that a bit more, because he has said in the last sort of week or so that you know, it will be sort of a great achievement. And then, you know, when it was sort of painted in like that, I don't know if it was the Mourinho reference or what he didn't really want to go for, but he sort of backed down from it a little bit. So maybe, you know, sometimes, you know, Jürgen think, you know, just talks off the cuff, doesn't he? And then has a bit more of a think and decides to sort of, you know, back away for reasons that, you know, well, only he'll know sometimes. And I think this is sort of one of those occasions where, you know, maybe he doesn't want it to, you know, frame it as in too much of achievement, because maybe, you know, he doesn't want the squad thinking like that, or the fans or whatever it is. But I think it would have been completely fair enough if he'd have said in that press conference, not maybe my greatest achievement, but, you know, this squad's one of them, you know, up there with what they've done, because of sort of everything they've been through. And I think that is fair. And I think, you know, achievements are all relative, aren't they? You know, they're relative to what you've had at your disposal. And you know, you don't just judge football managers by the position that they finish in the league. You know, Jürgen Klopp is dealt a completely different hand to Chris Wilder, you know, for example. But also managers year on year are dealt sort of different hands and are in different situations. And, you know, Jürgen will definitely feel he's had a much tougher, you know, string of incidents to deal with than he's ever had before, since he come into Liverpool, at least.